one of them, the chairperson, being appointed by the president after consultation with the committee of the standing rules and orders. And the other seven members, some of them, you must be a nominee of the National Council of Chiefs and appointed by the president. And these people, really, the commission will be monitoring issues concerning gender equality and to ensure a gender equality is provided in this constitution. And they must investigate a possible violation of rights relating to gender. They will also receive and consider complaints from the public and to take such action and in regard to the complaints as it considers appropriate. So definitely this committee will also recommend affirmation action programs to achieve this gender equality. And they will also recommend maybe prosecution for criminals who would be violating these gender rights.
Is the issue of gender really a big issue that demands the setting up of a commission?
Yeah, some gender activists are saying really it is worth it. But as far as some of us are concerned, it's catered for in other chapters, especially the chapter of human rights, whereby everyone is equal before law and the equality, even the issues to do with the opportunities. So I think really this is just a duplication, but nevertheless, it was well said throughout the outreach program. People are saying they want the gender commission, but we really set it for under the Bill of Rights.